Today we celebrate the sixth day of the octave of the Nativity. Just two more days remaining, which of course we shall end with the last day, the octave itself of the Nativity on Monday, the feast of the circumcision of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so in the readings particularly today, we see, first of all, that St. Paul writes to his spiritual son and very, very dear friend, St. Titus, whom he consecrated a bishop of the church, to remind him to continue to do that which he had commanded him, and to continue to give glory and praise to Jesus Christ, our Lord. In the Gospel, we see a little snippet from St. Luke's Gospel of the things that happened during and after the birth and the adoration of the shepherds. The shepherds who had received the message of God from the angels, particularly St. Gabriel, the archangel, who had told them that they would find the Savior of Israel, the Messiah, the Savior of the world, in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes. And it was a custom at that time, among the Hebrews in particular, but not only, that when a baby was born, because of fear of the bones being broken or being bent to a shape that would make their the rest of their lives very difficult, that they would wrap the baby safely, very tightly, in swaddling clothes so that their bones would be saved. And so that is what the Blessed Mother did with the baby Jesus, as was the custom, and insofar as was possible, and according to the law of God, she and St. Joseph fulfilled all the customs of their people, Israel. And it was thus that the shepherds found this baby in swaddling clothes in a cave that was meant for the cattle, in a manger where the cattle fed, and there were his mother and the one they thought was his father, who was not, St. Joseph, there in adoration of the baby Jesus. In the many visions that the great mystics of the church have had from the Blessed Mother or St. Joseph about these things was that they were wrapped in prayer, in ecstasy. In fact, it is said that the Blessed Mother was actually floating in the air as she beheld her divine son in the manger. And St. Joseph was wrapped in prayer and did not even notice anything that was going on. And so, until they were interrupted from this glorious prayer that no one on earth, on this earth has ever or will ever know, by the shepherds who came to adore him also. And so we form part of that retinue of the shepherds who come to adore the baby Jesus, who come to be filled with graces and with many blessings from the baby Jesus. They did not yet understand, but they were getting an inkling of the fact that this was indeed the Savior, the Messiah, the Son of God. And so we too, as we celebrate these days of the octave of Christmas and then the rest of the season of Christmas until February the 2nd, we too must ask our Lord to fill our hearts and our souls with a recognition of who Jesus is for all mankind and for us. He came to redeem us from our sins, to separate, as he himself would say, the sheep from the goats, those who are going to heaven from those who are going to hell. He did not come to just give out everything only to those who were willing to accept it. And we must pray for those that we know, especially in our families, who refuse to believe in Jesus Christ, who refuse to believe in all the teachings of the Most Holy Catholic Church, which is his mystical body on earth. Because those are the goats, and we must pray until they die, they have hope. Once they die, there is no hope. So we must pray for those who do not believe. And we must pray for ourselves and for those whom we know that do believe, very poorly most likely, as we ourselves, that our faith may increase and increase. The Blessed Mother's faith and knowledge of God and hope in God and love of God all increased every single moment of her life on earth. And so too, we must pray to her, the mediatrix of all graces, the Mother of God, the Mother of the Messiah, to increase those virtues within our hearts. As we celebrate these mysteries, as always during the octave of Christmas, I offer this particular Mass, Omnibus Promeis, for all of mine, for those who are my loved ones, my friends, and my benefactors, and of course, those who are not, they're not here. They're gone, and they will be gone. But we pray for those who are ours, as our Lord wishes us, because we must remember gratitude. Gratitude, the worst forgotten virtue in the modern world that must be observed by each and every one of us every single day of our lives. So I pray for all those who have done good to me in all the years of my life, and also those who will do good to me in the few days or weeks or months that remain of my life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.